you all for tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio. That is Sunny Days that I am spinning right now. Phone lines are open right now. Here is your host, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. All right. A journey in music with jazz artist and producer, trombonist Hank Bilal is my guest for this evening. Yes, Hank has a new single he wants us all to hear tonight and other information that he wants to give out to us. Welcome, Hank. Welcome. Welcome on my platform.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're my pleasure. My pleasure. So, you're calling from South Carolina?
Yes.
All right. All right. Born there? Native there?
Yep. Born and raised in South Carolina.
All right. All right. All right. I am calling from Evansville, Indiana. I hope some of my Evansville fans are listening in. You know my guest line number. Call in. Give me a shout out. See how I'm doing. And by the way, shout out to Hank here with his beautiful music with his trombone. Well, we're going to start the show off. That single there, Sunny Days, tell me about it. What's the story behind the music?
Well, it's something that you asked me that question because I was ready to tell you.
Okay.
This song, it's crazy. We was in a, you know, it was at a show in Atlanta. We might have been doing a sound check or either, you know, just playing some music, you know, like just kind of playing some, you know, kind of in the groove or whatever. I forgot what the situation was, but we was at Cafe 290 in Atlanta in the Sammy Springs. Sammy Springs part of it. And I told the guitar player to start playing something, whatever you're feeling. He started playing, and the bass player added something to it, the drummer added something to it, and I started playing. And while I was playing in the stuff, my homeboy, whose name's Sheldon Ferguson, he's also an artist too, he recorded it on his phone. He recorded it on his phone. I said, I like the way they turned out, man. How about you track that? And, you know, he primarily laid most of the instruments that I end up using, a bass from another bass player. I end up using keys from somebody else. But he's a great musician, a graduate of Berklee College of Music, which you don't see a lot of Berklee graduates. So, you know, just off the strength of it, you know, you can tell where his musicianship is.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, he recorded it. He recorded it, and I went back down to Atlanta to record my trombones, which was recorded by Anthony Majors, who was also a graduate of Berklee College, and he mastered in engineering. So I had the best of the best working with me and making that a hit. It's just something that we came up with while we was on stage. Yeah, we came up with it while we was on stage, and he recorded it, and he tracked it later on, and the next thing you know, it became a song.
and you come up with the name Sunny Days. It fits.
Yeah. I came up with the name Sunny Days.
Yeah.
I said we're going to call this Sunny.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. I love it. And I want to introduce you to the listening audience. Hank, you started in church in the youth choir, and I did too. I did youth choir too. And you always listen to a lot of the gospel greats, like John P. Key, the Winans. And you ended up earning a Bachelor of Arts in music performance, and you mostly many years listened to classic jazz and exposed to the giants of that jazz style. So tell me a little bit more about yourself, tell the listening audience more about yourself. Just fill it in.
I was inspired by people around me, just as well as, you know, major artists. You know, people around me were musically inclined. I come from a musically inclined family. I had uncles that play instruments, aunts that could sing. My mom had about 8 brothers and sisters alone. And mostly boys. And it was like 6 boys or something like that. It was, you know, back in the day, they had those big families like that. So she had brothers, you know, she had actually had a brother, that played trombone for Bobby Womack. I didn't know. I was like 19, 20 years old, you know, when I find this out. he was a master musician. He played keyboard. I had 3 uncles to play keyboard. Three of her brothers played keyboard, and all of them played brass. All of them played trumpet, trombone, sousaphone, or what have you. So, and also my dad's side of the family is musical as well.
My dad was
drummer for many, many years. I guess he would still say he's a drummer till this day. He don't play like he used to, but I guess once a musician, I was.
But you still grew up in a musically talented family. And you play other instruments? You play the piano too? I know you can sing.
You play a lot of the other brass
instruments too?
Piano as much as I play the trombone, actually.
Okay.
Probably more than I play the trombone. I'm the chorus teacher. I'm the chorus teacher for a Catholic school. I'm the minister of music for a Catholic church. And I play for a 9 o'clock service every third Sunday where I play keyboard. So I've been playing keyboard for a decent amount of years. I taught myself. I taught myself, and I pretty much can play anything I hear. Different genres, different kind of styles, and you know. I'm trying to get good on the piano as I am on the trombone. Hopefully that'll happen one day.
Do you have a special ear that you can pick up on tunes, on music, than just read music?
I can hear something. I can hear something. It's been time back to learn music. Being on the corporate bands and, you know, some different situations called for me learning music. I remember being in church, the praise and worship leader, you know, walking up to me saying, can you learn this in 5 if it's simple enough, if it's repetitive enough, you know, I could always get it just like that within like 2 minutes. I'm pretty fluent.
I mean, it's so good. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, let's talk about you had performed on the Grammys on the stage with Aretha Franklin, Gerald Albright, Chaka Khan. The Clark Sisters. How many years you been involved in the music industry?
I had a taste, you know, here and there, in my teenage years before I graduated high school, actually. With that being said, I did things like the Grammys when I was 17.
Okay.
I did the New Orleans Jazz Fest with an ensemble when I was 16. At the Birmingham Festival when I was like 16 as well, and you know, traveling up, you know, up north and, you know, south, you know, out west, doing these different festivals.
You get around. Wow. So we're going to get into the last album that's really sparking a lot of attention is The Black Aquarius. Can you mention when that album was released?
My last album was my Christmas album. And then,
Christmas.
That was the album before that.
Okay, okay. Well, everybody's talking about the Black Aquarius. And,
wow.
Yes, and so not as far as the Christmas album. People are tired of hearing Christmas songs right now. So the Black Aquarius, I don't know how it's doing on the charts. Do you know?
Oh, well, I mean, I released it so long ago. It's not on the charts. More, but I mean, it's still on rotation in the people's stations, so they're still playing. Matter of fact,
yeah.
So one of the radio personnel had tagged me in a post today, saying that they was playing Sunny Days.
So
I mean, but as far as Don't Stop Believing, now Don't Stop Believing is currently on the charts, and that's doing pretty good.
Yeah,
that's doing all right now, actually. You'll see it in the, you know, you might see it in a Smooth Jazz Global, maybe I'll be even lucky enough for it to be, you know, in the top 30, you know, Billboard songs, which it could be possibly on its way to doing that. Marketing.
Yes, let's talk about the featured artist on that single, Don't Stop Believing. What's the story behind the song? What made you do this cover song, and how did you get that featured artist on there? Tell the story.
Well, Don't Stop Believing. Well, I was in the process of creating my album. And I said my album, it pretty much, my new album is going to be about cover tunes, so I'm doing a lot of covers, with the exception of one song, which is called Us. But I'm doing many songs, such as different R&B songs and different, old school songs, and you know, also songs of different genres as well.
Yeah,
I have. I wanted to include one rock song at least, so you know, I kind of went outside the realm of things, and decided to get a popular song, you know, that people love to hear. You know, people love to hear this particular song, you know, and you know, kids as young as like 7 years old know the song, you know.
Yeah,
it's one of those songs you hear when you go to the grocery store. You hear Don't Stop Believing. So,
yeah.
You know, also it has a message that I feel like is beneficial for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know who you are, no matter where you come from, you know, everybody believes in something.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's in God, whether it's in themselves, you know, but everybody believes in something, you know. Don't let folks fool you. They believe in, it's something out there they believe in, but the message is don't stop believing. Whatever is keeping you afloat, you know, don't stop believing in it. You know, don't stop. You know. It's a message for kids, to adults, you know, to our senior citizens. You know, it's just a beneficial message for what's going on right now in this world. You know, have, you know, kind of things like sicknesses. You also have, you know, violence. You have a whole bunch of things that, you know, like the church folks would say it's the last and evil days. But no matter what the situation is, no matter where you come from, no matter how you do it, where and how and why, just don't stop believing. That's the message, you know, for 2022, in which was released, you know, in the beginning of the year. So, you know, it's a message we can take throughout the whole year.
Well, I'm going to spin this track, and you stay in that hot seat. We'll be right back. Here is Don't Stop Believing, featuring Jackie Joyner. All right. Ha 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 ha. Don't Stop Believing by Hank Bilal, featuring Jackeen Joyner. And Hank, go ahead and give information where anyone could find this single at. And we can get into talking about some upcoming future music. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you can get a single out. It's Amazon. You can find it out on Spotify. You can find it Apple Music, all the platforms. All the platforms and some TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. So you can put on your Instagram story. You know, when you're trying to flex on them, put them on your Instagram story and your Facebook story and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put on any TikToks. So, you know, it's everywhere. And it's going to be on a new album or whatnot. So big shout out to Jackeen Joyner for being a feature artist. I ask others or whatnot. But, you know, he came in the most timely fashion. And I gave him whatever money he wanted, I gave it to him.
Wow.
He wanted X amount of dollars. I say, no problem. So it was a smooth transaction. Everything was smooth. He was a great person. I was glad I got a chance to work with him. He's an Aquarius just like me, you know, as well.
Wow.
So I'm gonna tell you some cool things. I find out. Yeah, I don't know how relevant it is, but I found this out. Well, my birthday is January the 31st. Steve Perry, who's the original singer of Don't Stop Believing,
uh-huh.
His birthday is actually 9 days before mine.
Wow.
and he's an Aquarius, too. But
okay.
You know, check this out. Jaquim's birthday is 9 days after mine.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, y'all got something in common there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. So what would be the name of the new album that's coming up later this spring?
Oh, this album is coming out later this spring. It's going to be called Beneath the Covers. Beneath the Covers
okay.
is going to be exactly what it is, covers. Covers of different songs, my versions of things like I Can Love You by Mary J. Blige.
Oh, my
you
God.
Hear something, Just in Case, my version of Just in Case,
uh-huh.
my version of Two by Nix.
Okay.
You hear Groovy.
Yeah, oh, my
baby,
gosh.
Tonight. I did a version of that.
I'm
debating on the feature to that song, or I might just leave it as is. So, yeah, I'm doing these different versions of these songs. I did one big band song, but I made it as a new like a neo soul type of swag.
Okay.
The Way You Look Tonight by Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That was, you know,
okay.
He kind of changed the things up because I was doing mostly R&B, like A Night
okay,
to Remember
yeah.
by Shalamar.
Yeah.
The versions. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you the song List by List, song by song. Let me tell you. Hold on, right quick. I want to tell everybody this song list. Beneath the Covers. I'm pulling up the song list right now. Okay, so these are the songs. I'm doing my version of I Want to Be Down by Brandy. This is going to be a go version, kind of go-go version of it, which is
okay.
featuring vocal. I'm doing, of course, Just in Case. I said that earlier. And I did the background vocals on Just in Case along with
okay.
female. Also, I did the background vocal. I did the male vocals for Don't Stop Believing, too. I did the bass and tenor, and
okay.
a female did the soprano and alto.
Oh, okay.
So I did some of these songs. Just in Case, Don't Leave Me, Girl. Don't Leave Me, Girl. It's by have vocal accompaniment by a guy named Delani. Clark. He did background vocals. He also did background vocals in Too Close. I have doing a version of I Can Love You by Mary J. Blige. Get It On Tonight, Montel Jordan. I'm doing a version of that.
Mm.
That's featuring Sheldon Ferguson. So that kind of tells you the ongoing relationship that I had with Sheldon Ferguson throughout the years. He actually was on my first album. He was playing all the guitar parts, and he also was a feature on my first album, which was He was a feature on For Every Mountain, originally by Kurt Carr. Anyway, I have a version of Groove Me, which I said earlier. And another song I have a version of, I'm doing a version of Estilo, which was originally by 7-2.
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, yeah. A Night to Remember by Salomar. I'm also doing a version of the Jacksons' Shake Your Body.
Okay.
One more I'm doing is Course Desires. That's going to be the only original hit on there. And you heard Don't Stop Believing. So that's the full playlist for the album. Kind of longer than the other ones. You can make it to a good trip, you know, playing this.
All that, you know, R&B, old school R&B is coming back. A lot more of people are listening to more of it. And thank you for all that information. Wow. So that album be coming out later this spring. Next month, March 5th, is R&B month. It's National R&B Month for March, for the month of March. So that's cool, just in time. And go ahead and give me website information, Hank, and your social media info, please. Go ahead.
My website is www.hankbilalmusic.com. And Hank Bilal is spelled H-A-N-K-B-I-L-A-L. And I shouldn't have to tell you how to spell music. Hank Bilal Music on Twitter, Hank Bilal Music on Instagram, Hank Bilal Music on Facebook. Hank Bilal Music for all of them.
All right. Thank you for that info. So any upcoming events that's happening you want to let us in on?
My next event is going to be at Prohibition in downtown Charleston. Which is a big tourist area. A lot of people take their vacations to Charleston. So you want to take a vacation, get away from everything, join me on March the 10th at Prohibition in Charleston, located on, I can't tell you the exact address, but it's on King Street. And King Street is the, you know, the pretty much the main street with a lot of, it's the Beale Street or the, you know, you know, whatever kind of street, you know, that the, you know, a lot of places are known for. So it's that major street pretty much in that area. Make sure if you and the guys in the area, you know, come see me. It's going to be my trio.
Okay.
And we're going from 9:30 to 12:30.
Thank you for that information. I'm quite sure you're going to be posting it on your social media and the website, correct?
For sure.
Yeah. So what's that ultimate desire, Hank, which you want all your fans out there to get out of this newest single? All of your music.
Hopefully everybody has some new music, new writing music, you know, first and foremost. And hopefully my music can touch and inspire somebody, you know, whether it be mentally, you know, spark your plug or emotionally, you know, soothe you or whatever the case may be. I just hope my music says something to everyone and it wasn't made in vain. So, you know, it's for everybody's enjoyment. Plenty of time was spent making these songs. Plenty of money was spent making these songs. So I literally put my all into making these music for everybody else. You know, and, you know, we're not living in the CD era no more.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's more of a, it takes even more work being a musician.
Yeah.
It takes even more work a musician than probably ever was. But I'm full of challenge because my job is to provide music, quality music. I was born into being a musician, so it's no turning back now.
Back.
I'm making it the best I can make it.
Well, I believe you're doing a very good job. I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you. So as you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you in your music journey. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to shout out the City of Columbia, which was my stomping ground as a musician. And it's still my designated area till this day. So big shout out to the City of Columbia. Big shout out to my alma mater, Benedict College. My school / church, St. Martin de Porres Catholic School, which is a predominantly, historically black Catholic church and Catholic school in Columbia, South Carolina, right beside Allen University and Benedict College. Also, big shout out to them. I'm doing doing grades pre-K 3 through 4. Yeah,
okay.
And that's my school. I do that. I do school every Tuesday and Thursday. So every Tuesday and Thursday, you know, that's my time to you know, shine a light, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
So big shout out to, you know, anybody who had something to do with, you know, me being me and, you know, and all the musicians, you know, that I performed with that were inspirations. A few come to mind from Columbia, such as, Terrence Young, Mike Stone, Dante Lewis, Darius Starks, Dave Blimp. You know, they're all smooth jazz or R&B artists in the City of Columbia who kind of influenced, you know, my musical path. You know, and you know whether they have, you know, told me something about the business side or something about the music side of things. So this is a big shout to all those folks. Big shout out to anybody who brought my music, streamed it, or whatever. Well, if you took the time to listen to my music, I love you and I thank you.
All right. Well, let's give them an applause that they keep on supporting me. I'm in there too. So, as we're almost coming to a close, to having fun. I had so much fun with you, Hank. You have so much energy. You're just ball of energy. And you're more than welcome to come back on your new music projects. Come back. Come back and keep us updated on your progress on your other album. And what number album is this one, your seventh one?
No, I ain't got it there yet. This will be my fourth one.
Yeah, okay. All right, so... I got some other songs I'm going to play. Can We Talk? And I want to know, what's up with Eastman Street? What's the story behind the music, Eastman Street?
Well, I mentioned Mike Stone about a minute ago, being one of the people that influenced my musical path or whatnot. So actually, and he was one of the first musicians I met outside of Benedict College when I was a student at Benedict. You know,
okay.
And I was a student, you know, I went out, this is my second semester at Benedict, and I wanted to get out and explore, you know, the City of Columbia and see the venues and meet the musicians who, and just kind of get that experience as a musician, you know, in early on, you know, before I even come close to graduating. So a friend of mine had took me to a house. Well, it was a house party, but a jam session. He took me to a jam session of another guy, which name was Mike Stone, and you know, he had these poets and, you know, musicians and singers, you know, all in one living room and stuff. You know, we having a good time, and we jamming, we playing the horns, we doing, you know, we having a good time and stuff, and you know, we have the poets, we have the rappers, and all this. This was like my first like experience outside of the college programs and stuff. So I guess really, you know, as far as me being in Columbia, this was really my first experience, you know, in the Columbia outside territory, you know, outside of the Benedict Gates. So next thing you know, we end up, you know, being cool, clicking and stuff. And, you know, I like performing with them just as much as they had liked performing with me. But anyway,
okay.
All this took place on Eastman Street.
Okay.
This took place on Eastman Street, and you know, and Mike actually helped me produce the song.
Okay.
He helped me produce the song actually. So yeah, but that's where that comes from. Eastman Street is a street that's off of North Main in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
One of the AME churches. I think it's Bethel AME Church. Or Bethlehem AME Church. I forgot the exact name. It might be Bethel though. And this is a church on Eastman Street, you know, some other things, you know, located, you know, predominantly black neighborhood. But yeah, so you know, that's the story behind Eastman Street.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. And Eastman Street, that track came out what year?
2015.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, it sounds new to me because this is the first time I ever heard it. I like it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So as we move along, any words of encouragement you would like to give, as there are some people still dealing with dark times? As we close the show, give some encouraging words, Hank.
Well, I can say this, you know, when all the hope is gone, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't stop believing, you know.
Yeah.
And don't stop believing can honestly sum up everything. But, you know, I elaborate a little more. You know, keep your head up, you know. Don't lose faith in whatever you have faith in. It that's keeping you afloat. You know, you don't have to turn to the drugs and alcohol, you know, to have a more mental, you know, to have more mental stability, you know. You know, but, you know, some people pray, you know, some people might work out. People do different things to cope with different, you know, things that's going on in life. But, you know, by the end of the day, the best thing to do is don't stop believing. Don't stop being great. Keep on going, you know, go the extra mile. And, you know, things will be okay. You know, take it from me, be okay, and you don't have to worry.
All right.
You know,
thank you for those encouraging words, Hank. Thank you. So as we get ready to come to a close, I will play Can We Talk? Don't Stop Believing and Eastman Street. Hank, is there any other information you want to give as we get ready to sign out off air?
Well, let me see. Make sure you follow me on all the social media platforms. You know, make sure you go on my website. You, whether you're interested in booking me or whether you're interested in seeing where I'm going to be at next, you know, all that, you know, send me a message, you know, saying how much you like the music. Or if you don't like the music, let me know, you know.
Hank Bilal, everyone, and thank you, Hank, for your time and participating on my platform. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll be keeping up with you. We'll be talking again soon. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Thank you, everyone. Good night. We'll be right back.